Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
Today, it's just the two of us, me and Say, the S's of the group.
I know. No other, it is the S's. And it was kind of weird because it was like, there's the two of us and nobody else spoke up.
we were waiting. We were waiting.
I know. We were like, and where's no one else is here.
Where's
you
Wendy?
Get us today. I know. Well, we miss them terribly, but we're also excited about the episode that we're going to bring to you today. Sarah, what are we talking about?
So we are going to talk about the thing that Seychelle and I have most in common. Honestly, the thing that actually brought us together too as friends.
It is. Yeah.
Which we both work with our moms. We both work with our moms. And so the story of Seychelle and I was that I was looking for, I had a referral to Dallas. And I wanted to find a realtor to refer them to. And I saw this beautiful picture of Say and her mom, Barb. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's who I'm referring it to because it's a mother-daughter team. And I called her and we started building a friendship. And this was now, I don't know.
This is like 08. This is a long time ago.
So, and so we sort of built our businesses together with our moms and at the same time being friends. So we're going to talk about the things that we wish we would have known when working with our family. And honestly, a lot of this applies to any partnership you have, any key relationship that you might have. But we get asked a lot, how do you work with your mom? and so we're gonna talk with that.
That's a great question. How do you do that?
No, exactly. Like, let us know.
And now we're going to take listener calls instead of answering your questions. No, I'm excited about this topic because Sarah's so right. We get asked this all the time. And, you know, one of the things that first comes to mind for me is no one is going to have your vested interest more than a family member will oftentimes. Yeah. And also, no one is going to challenge you more than a family member will. So we're going to share with you both the amazing parts about it and the reasons why you should do it. And also maybe the things we wish we would have known that could have caused it to go so much smoother. Because, you know, Sarah and I both have been in business with family now, each of us over 15 years. And anytime you're in a relationship, not just like a birthing relationship where they brought you into this world, but also maybe a business relationship now, spanning, you know, each of us almost half of our lives, there's a lot that goes into that. So, I'm excited because we're going to cover both sides of the coin today. And hopefully this will save some of you all that may be looking at getting into business with family, hours and hours and hours of trying to figure some things out that maybe you can get to quicker to get to building your empire faster.
That's what our goal is today. So first, let's dive in some wins.
Yes.
What are some wins that Say and Barb have had?
You know, I think one of the biggest wins that we have had is the relationship that we get to build together. So when you work with family, it really has created this culture of really treating our entire team like family. And it creates this really close-knit environment where so many of my team members now feel like almost siblings because we get to do life together. And I think when you work with family and you find a way to make it a really positive relationship, you're like our two lead admin and our lead sales member and now our other team members coming in, they feel like family to me. They feel just as close to me as my siblings do. And I think when you come to the table working with family, it just kind of naturally that dynamic, if it's a positive one, can bleed out into bringing other people into the fold, and that loyalty, that sense of camaraderie, that sense of belonging is a really attractive thing from a cultural standpoint. I think that's one of the biggest wins that we have had. And,
yeah. How about you? I mean, same with us. I mean, I was with a team last week that was also family foundation of the team. And I told my mom, I was like, they're us. Like when I was with them, it felt like they were us because it was such a family foundation. Right. And I think that is such a big win because so many people want to be part of that, like a more family-oriented, family-feeling organization. Mm-hmm. And so like for me, you know, I had three babies while building my empire with my mom. And she became a grandma alongside not alongside me. I wasn't becoming grandma, but you know, through me having kids. But then that taught the team how important it was to support one another when we have babies and to be part of it and all of those things. So I think that's been a huge win. Another big win for me has just been because we're so aligned with our heart and giving, it's been really cool. Like we both feel very passionate about giving to worthy causes, about giving back to our church, about giving to missionaries. And one of the things that we do every single year is we give a gift on faith. And so what that means is that we don't know necessarily where it's going to come from, but we commit to an amount that we're going to give. And it has been such a win year after year doing that with my mom and not having to fight. You know, a lot of partners, and they might not like that, right? But not having to fight and being able to give back in such a big way. And I just think of all the lives that we've been able to change through working together that I don't think we would have otherwise. So it's been huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it really is, when it works well, there's so much good that can come from it. And I think also there are challenging times that you and I have both been through too. Yep. And it can be really stressful because you don't have separation. When you work with family, it can be all encompassing because it's home, and it's also work home. And so it can go both ways for sure. And, you know, I think that the other big win that we have had is learning how to communicate when failure is not an option.
Yes.
Because it's not like when you work with your mom, she just stops becoming your mom.
Yes.
Right. Or when you work with, you know, we've had cousins work with us. We've had, you know, my sister and I have worked kind of in parallel lives at certain points. And so it's like, you really have to figure out and learn how to be an effective communicator, because the failure of the relationship is not an option. You must move through the obstacle, whatever it is. And so it really teaches you how to be productive in conflict resolution and in accountability, because you don't have a way to avoid the situation.
Yeah.
And that's I think something that's really foundational too. So, you know, one of the things that we talked about was, you know, some of the things we wish we would have known. And one of those that you and I talked about was, you know, seeing a different side of your family member. Like when your mom is your mom, right? She raises you. She teaches you how to be a human. She is nurturing and loving and supportive and all these things. And then you get to start working together, and then you're coming into adulthood, or you're already an adult, and all of a sudden you get to see them as a business person, not just as a parent. How was that for you?
So now,
and I'll share my perspective.
I will say that this
too.
Is very much more probably from a child perspective than a parent perspective. Because I talked to my mom about this, and she's like, "Oh, I already knew that's about fair. Your strengths and weaknesses. Of course, I raised you." Like, I'm like, "Yeah, of course you did." Like, right?
Yes.
But when
our parents, this is the parents gonna know this, but the kids coming in are like, "What?
You're not perfect at everything. What?
Who? No one told me that. I thought you had a cape on at all times of the day. You drink wine? No, I'm just kidding. How much wine do you need to get through the day? I'm just kidding. That's not the case. But you know what I mean? Like, you're like all of a sudden, what?
I think for me, you know, I for sure put my mom up on a pedestal. Like, and I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was. But I think a lot of daughters do that with our moms, right? They're our hero, and she still is my hero. That hasn't changed. And I now understand she's not perfect. And so like coming and starting to work with her, it was like, I would see sort of her rooms needed for improvement, right? And like the differences in us. For example, like she's more entrepreneurial. So she would jump from one thing to another, and I'm more like focused, right? Like, let's not move on to the next thing until we get this thing under control. And so, and I viewed that as like, well, we're not going to grow the business if we just keep jumping from one thing after another. And so it was eye-opening to me because I didn't see that in her before. And so you go through this sort of... It took about a year or two, I would say, of just like going through like, okay, like my mom's not perfect. And we need to work together on our strengths and weaknesses, not attack our strengths and weaknesses. So what about you, Say?
I think that's a really good point. And I think on this topic, I think first it's realizing the humanity of your family member, whatever that might be, right? Pluses, minuses, strengths, weaknesses. We all have them, but I think they get just totally expanded when you're with each other in both a personal and professional setting all the time. And so that was a big one. And I think, you know, for us, one of the biggest challenges we had was we're alike in a lot of ways. And then we have some huge differences. And really learning and self-discovering about each other and being able to have permission to have open and honest conversations around that instead of it feeling personal. I know for me, like a great example would be when it comes to leading and developing and growing people, I think I probably lean into that more. And I think Barb, while I can do it, Barb probably has a little bit more visionary than I do.
Yep, same.
And when we were running parallel in the roles together, it was everybody does all the things. And that creates no clarity for the team on who does what. And so it took us several years. So don't take several years if you're listening. Do this like now. It took us several years to really line out our strengths, to line out our job descriptions, and to then literally sign our job descriptions.
Yeah.
And to own them because we didn't naturally lean into that and we didn't have anybody telling us that that was going to happen. We were just kind of figuring out as we went. And so I wish I could go back and say, day one,
this is what
pick jobs or roles and divide and conquer and do it.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
I think I'm having like sort of an aha moment right now because, you know, one of the best series we've done on this podcast is in hiring. And all the things that we're talking about right now is part of our hiring process that we teach and promote. Okay. But we did not do that with our moms, like, or vice versa, right? Like, and so a big part of this episode could be like, what happens when you don't follow a process,
right?
It's like, even when it's with your if it's with your spouse, if it's with your parent, your child, with your any family member, don't take out the steps. Mm-hmm. And so part of this, don't skip.
Even though you know them, even though you know
don't
them,
don't skip.
You don't know them in this new setting. That's such a huge, great way to put that, Sarah.
Yep.
Because you don't know them in the work setting like you know them at the dinner table.
Yep. You don't.
You think you do. Yes. You don't.
Yep.
And that's okay. And I think the other thing too is I don't know about you, but like, over the last, we've been together since 2004, so 17 years, we've worked together. Life has happened in that period of time. And so for an example, in my personal situation, like my dad with Parkinson's, he has evolved and she's needed to move from CEO to full-time caregiver back in the business to back out and now helping with him a lot more. And I've been running the company now for a long time. But there was no like formal discussions around that. There was no formal conversation around like life is going to happen and life is going to get messy. You know, and we have people that are like, you know, that we have, I know friends that are like, well, they've gone through divorces in that period of time, or they've had kids grow up and go to college in that period of time, or parents that get sick or whatever the situation is. And if you're both family, you're both going to experience that situation or trauma or joy or pain, and being conscious in the moment to divide and conquer, and to reallocate jobs in that time of crisis is so important because you each are going to have strengths and the life is going to happen at the same time the business is going to happen. And that's probably where personally we've hit the hardest times is when life happens and we don't get to have a formal conversation, you just go.
Yeah.
And then it's like you come back to the table 6 months later and you're like, wait a second. Hold on. We got to refigure this out because this now looks very different than it did 6 months ago. So I wish I could, in times of crisis, have a 30-minute chat just to say, okay, we're going to divide and conquer. And that's what we do now. Okay, this crisis is happening. I'm going to take these things. You're going to take those things and we're going to run. But it took us 16, 17 years to get to that.
And at times, like,
do that
if you're listening. The emotions that go along with it are so real, right? Like when you're dealing with a crisis that impacts both of you because it's your family too, right? It's like, man, like a lot of times we're not even talking about that. We're just, and typically what I found is one goes all in to handling whatever the crisis is and the other goes all in to handling the business.
Yeah.
And that's how we've sort of divided and conquered it. But that was never talked about or figured out, right?
So no, it was never a formal conversation. You just drop, like you just drop everything. And like, I know the first time for me happened really early on in the business. It was October of 07.
That is early.
And I was new in. Yeah. You know, I was 04 was when I started, mid of 04. So I was in 2.5 years. And I went from kind of still really learning the sales role to running the company in 24 hours. And that transition was shocking. And you rise to the occasion and you figure it out. But then also the transition back in when that family member is ready to come back in is also kind of shocking because you've reallocated roles and have to refigure back out how that kind of feng shui of the business happens again. And your team is looking at you too saying, well, how do you guys handle this? Who do I report to? Who is leading the company? You have to have all those clarifying conversations.
So far, the top things that we wish we would have known, just to make sure our listeners are recapping with us, understanding each other's strengths and weaknesses are so, so important. And then tied to that is then taking those and clarifying roles to where it's not feeling like our team members have, no one wants to work for two, three, four bosses, right? They want to have clarity on who they answer to. And so part of that is clarifying it, which again, it has taken Say and I years to figure this part out. So you will save so much time if you do that in the beginning, so much time. So then with that, with the roles, then becomes, it gets sort of messy, and that's accountability around the roles.
Yes. Yeah. So how do you do that? Like, this is hilarious, right? You're like, dear Sejal, hold your mother accountable to her job. Or dear Sarah, hold Debbie accountable to that. How, as a kid, you're like, are you freaking kidding me, man? No. Like, I'm going to get mom guilt bad after that. That's not going to go well.
And let's be serious. Like, I mean, even from our mom's perspective, it's like we will always be able to get an out of our stuff because it's like they see so much good. Like when we look at our children, we see like all the good, you know, so much of the good in them. And so it's like a lot of times they're not even seeing that, right? So for us, what has been the lifesaver is outside coaching. So
can I get like a high five amen on that one? Get a coach. Get a coach that is not a family member.
Not your dad, okay?
Or husband, or spouse, or friend, you know, family member, sibling. No, outside counsel.
And so it's almost like therapy to be like, I'm just like being able to hear both sides, being able to walk through. And then just when both of us are talking to our coaches, we're talking about the item, our job descriptions and what we're responsible for.
Yes.
And our coaches communicate amongst each other on a regular basis as well. But that has been a huge, huge thing for us was having an outside coach hold us accountable to our job description. So we are not doing it with each other.
Yes.
We're not holding each other accountable.
Yes.
We run together, right? And we're all running towards the same thing. Mm-hmm. But the accountability part is done from someone on the outside.
Yeah, I think that's such a huge component of having a neutral third party with that piece, because it's impossible when you have this many interconnected business and personal aspects of it to then add that layer of accountability from that family member. It doesn't go well.
And honestly, anytime you...
Speaking from experience, it's so much better. From outside
counsel.
We have
both attempted this too many times and failed. Okay, and failed.
And failed.
Miserably. Yeah. Okay.
We failed forward. Yeah. Eventually we got a coach, but it took a few years to figure that out.
And honestly, with any partnership, this is applicable, like, you know, not just mom, daughter, or parent, but in life. Yeah. Like having some outside accountability. Like if you have equal... either both ownership, it doesn't even have to be equal ownership. If you have ownership in a company together with someone, okay, it's so important that there's an outside coach that's coaching you. I've seen this across other businesses where I've had partners, that the need for it and the huge things that can happen from having an outside coach.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, something else that I'm reminded of here, and thankfully I haven't had to go through this, but I have had a lot of friends that have had to go through this in working with family, is getting your agreement in writing for both sides. We put that in writing pretty early on and have amended it, and thankfully have not had to use it, but oftentimes agreements happen when things go sideways, you need them. And so I would just strongly encourage, if you're thinking of looking at working with family, like, I know this sounds really like weird because you're like, this is my family. I love them. I would do anything for them. Yes, we all would. and get it in writing so that when things hit the fan, you can go back to the agreement of what you both agreed to and signed off on instead of the emotion at the moment.
That's huge.
So getting that in writing too, I think is really important because you don't need it until you need it.
When, in the real, I mean, what you're hearing right now is a lot of like what you would do in other situations. So it's like when I, my team, you know, I'm always telling them like, who needs our listing presentation more than a client that we don't know is our family. Like, don't give, follow our process because it's a family member, right? This is the same thing. Don't follow, you wouldn't get into partnership with someone without an agreement. You wouldn't, you know, all the things that you would do if it wasn't your family, you should still do. And so I think that's been key. The other big thing that I wish I would have known and honestly put sort of some ground rules in place is not ground rules isn't the right word, but just talked about it more open. So when you're, and this is going more to like the personal side of things, when you are working with a family member, sometimes you can miss just being family, you know?
Big time.
Yes.
Big time.
And so one of the things that my mom and I now do, and it took us again years to figure this out, is like, I just vocalize, like, I just need mom time now. Like, I just want to go get a pedicure with my mom. I don't want to talk about real estate. I don't want to talk about business. I don't want to make any decisions. Okay. I want to talk about my kids and George and what we're going to do for family vacation and like the things that mom and daughters talk about, right? Like, and not work. And just setting that up ahead of time because it does, you do miss it. And when you don't have that time, making sure that you're time blocking just the time to be family is so, so important.
Yes. There's a couple of ground rules that we lay down that have helped with that. Number one is we get lunch once a week and we talk only business.
Yes.
And I have an agenda and we come to the table and like have a business meeting. And all things business are discussed. At the, I do it early in the week. So that way, if I need to get updates on something and report it back, there's we're not chasing the week with it. So we usually do it on like Monday. Yeah.
Ours is Tuesdays. It's
like Monday lunch meeting.
Yeah.
Update on all things business. The second thing that we did was we outlawed at the dinner table business talk with like with big family meeting because when our family would get together, that would start going into like the business conversation. And like a lot of the rest of your family, if you don't work with them, they don't really care.
They don't care.
About who hired what or who did what at the office. And our daughter Quinn was like, I miss like, I don't know, talking about like games and toys and like the lake or whatever. And so they, you know, your family misses you when you're so dialed in on work all the time. And so setting that like sacred time and having some sacred boundaries. And then I love your recommendation of like vocalizing, like, I just need my mom right now, or I just need my dad right now. And I, this isn't a business conversation. This is just a, I want to catch up with my family. Yep. And having those kind of, you know, keywords that you can use to protect that time, I think will help your relationship a lot and making sure you're having boundaries and, around it, which is super
helpful. Yeah, and the thing that I learned the hard way and is exactly what, and this is more of a recent lesson, and I know, say, you helped me with this, is I think it tends to happen more when we don't have a time block time with that person for work.
Yes.
What can happen many times is your family ends up, your family in your business ends up getting the short end of the stick on your calendar. Because they're like, well, they understand, you know, I've got all these other things going on. They understand. And, you know, it about 9 months ago, that's when I implemented the lunch with my mom, where that is a work lunch, right? That is a work lunch.
It's a work lunch.
So then
lunch,
that way, when we're not working, we don't feel like we have to catch up on the things that should have been talked about previously. Yes. So time blocking
it. It's exactly
time blocking it. That's huge.
And I think mindfulness too, like you and I both are continuing to grow the companies and work to give our parents freedom. That's actually one of the joys of our, one of the joys for me of our business is that I get to give the gift of retirement freedom opportunity to my parent. And sometimes they view it as being shoved out. Sometimes they view it as being replaced. Sometimes they view it as being marginalized because our parents have viewed just like all of our society does, honestly, in the United States, views work as a part of our identity that sometimes we as a kid are trying to give them one thing and they view it very differently. And so I think especially as we as kids are coming more into the power is the wrong word because I give zero cares about the word power, but you're coming into the leadership position and you're running the day to day, they start to feel very out of control and out of the loop as you as a child are starting to take more and more and more control yes. and leadership into the company, that if you're not taking that time to catch them up, you're going to see emotional reactions yeah. around the business because they feel like it's being stripped instead of empowered. Yeah. And so getting really clear and purposeful with that is something I wish I had known sooner or had somebody in my ear telling me that that was going to happen. Because I think I look at it, I'm like, I would feel yeah. that way if, you know, someone's like, I'm giving you freedom, bye. And then they're like, no, really,
yeah.
bye.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, wait, but what about my babies? What yes. about my humans? Are they yeah. okay? Is everything yep. okay? I feel out of control. I'm going to start reacting yep. differently. So I think if I had had more foresight on that, I probably would have set up those lunches and some of those things yep. quicker to allow for a more productive relationship and a more peaceful, positive yeah. transition.
I think it reminds me of in Dare to Lead, Brené Brown talks about one of the hardest mm-hmm. things is the fear of being irrelevant. And I think so much of this comes back to that, right? A fear of mm-hmm. being irrelevant, but a fear of not mattering, right? Or not having as much significance, even though it's what is wanted. There is a whole emotional process to it. So like, I remember, you know, that very much happened with me and my mom and talking to Say and being like, and one of the things was that lunch. And it has been a huge thing for us implementing that. Now, of course, I'm like, what, 15 years later, but it's been,
It doesn't matter when. If you're in your 15 or 17 with us, do it now. It's okay. If you haven't done it, do it now. You'll thank us later.
And again, I mean, I'm thinking about some partnerships that I have right now. Like, I was talking to a team right now. Part of our expansion model is we're coming in and we're partnering with these older generation teams that want that retirement, that want that freedom. Right. And, I said something about my partner, Gay Ribble, who's the Ribble Group. And I said that she was my first one. And then I 5 minutes later, I said, no, my mom, like being able to build a business and give freedom to allow for her retirement. That's the first one. And that leads us to the joy part. Yeah. There's so much joy has come from our partnerships with our family and with our mom and the things that we've done. And honestly, I wish I would have known that. And I wish I would have known to focus on it more and celebrating the joy more versus focusing on sometimes the issues, right? So that's been huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you and I are both high on the achiever side. And so we're striving constantly, which means we have black hats on a lot of the time. And we're looking at like what needs to be fixed, what fire needs to be put out, what needs to be solved, what big problem do we need to figure out? And you're so right. Being mindful in those moments is great. You know what I wish I would have done too, is like when we would go to conferences together, take the day before or the day after for just relationship building time. I haven't done that. And I think we should.
I agree.
So it's something, you know, even just as we're talking now that I feel like I need to implement more. It's like come in a day early or come in, you know, stay in afternoon late and just like recenter that relationship after having had work this whole time. Because you're right. Getting to see both sides of your family member can be a huge gift.
Such a huge gift.
You know, I think about Barb and she's such a visionary and she's so sharp and she's got such an amazing strategic mindset. And when I have a problem, no one's going to have a bigger heart in trying to figure it out than she will. And so we focus on that so many times. And the gift that COVID has given us is she's really been willing to lean in on the personal side to help with some of the virtual school with Quinn. And it's really some of the first time, you know, in our daughter's six and a half years that she's gotten to spend that one-on-one time with Quinn. As a grandkid, not tied to work, not tied to a meeting, not tied to on the way to something. And we're really getting to lean in on both of those sides of our relationship right now. And it took us 17 years to get there. And I'm so thankful we're getting there now. But gosh, I wish you're right. I wish I could have been more purposeful about that earlier. Because I think it would have been even more joyful.
I mean, I think,
even more fun. And that's great, but that would be helpful.
for sure. I think, you know, leaning into, so like it can be messy, right? Working with family can be messy. And we're sharing some of those things here. Yeah. And in those moments, like leaning into what started you out to begin with doing this, right? What was the whole got you working together? What did you see in the beginning? And then focusing on the joy, the things that you've built, the good things that have come, and or focusing on what mm-hmm. the vision is in mm-hmm. the future together. And that has been, you know, just pausing in those moments and seeing that has been awesome. And I wish we did it more. So don't forget to pause and focus on some celebrating together and then making each other that priority on the personal side as well. So, well, this has been fun. the S's podcast. The S's of the Empire Building
Podcast. Yeah, I know. Welcome to the SS podcast, also known as Empire Building.
Yes.
but yeah, no, I'm so glad we got to cover this. And, you know, for those of you out there that are working with family or looking at it or asking the question, should I, you know, I would say even with all of the things I've learned over the last 17 years, both the joy and the challenges, I would do it again.
Yes, absolutely.
I would absolutely do it again. It was so worth it. And I would do it again. And we hope that you're taking some of our lessons from us. To do
absolutely
it.
So just to recap for our listeners, make sure you set time in the very beginning to go over strengths and weaknesses. Then you use those strengths and weaknesses to give clarity to roles that you both sign off on. You then get an outside coach to help you in terms of accountability, and then you focus on making sure you have time blocked time with your partner, with your family member to focus on the business, and then time block time to have family time, right? Where you're not focusing on the business. And then do not forget to celebrate and focus on the joy. So thank you guys for listening. Amen. Part of our podcast is Big Business and Even Bigger Life. And when big business and big life join together, it can be both super exciting and messy. And so we hope you got something good out of our episode today. So go out there and live a big life.
I love it. Amen. Bye. Y'all have fun. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.